Senator Karen Talion of the 4th District says this year in the General Assembly on education, the performance funding raises for teachers need to be retooled. Also, there will be a bailout for the Gary schools and more funding for East Chicago schools.
We know that there's going to be some sort of bailout takeover for Gary. Gary has nearly $100 million in debt. If this were any other business, they would have filed bankruptcy. East Chicago is another situation that's going through a crisis right now because of the Superfund site. You know, you get, schools get their money based on the number of kids that are going there, right, on their ADM count. All of a sudden, because all these people had to move out, their school population dropped by maybe half. Yeah. So they're going to be in a huge hurt because, and then they had a school, it was a $30 million school that was built. They had to move all those kids out of there and put them into a, and refurbish a school within like 2 weeks before school started to put them all in there. We're still trying to work on that. That's a crisis that we're going to deal with over time, but we have to deal with it, something right now.
There is also talk this year about doing away with tax cuts because the state has lost $2 billion over the past 7 years in much-needed funding. There's also a plan being talked about to give some relief to casinos who say that their revenues are decreasing.
One of the things they want to do is to get rid of the admissions tax. Every time you go into the casino, they are charged $3. There's a bill that will get rid of admissions tax as a separate tax. And if they undo the admissions tax, Michigan City and LaPorte County stand to lose about $1.5 million a year.
In Michigan City, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.